All right, joining us in studio now is one of our favorite guests. He drops by the studio a couple of times a year, and he comes by in the fall to promote his big cycling event. It's the third annual Emmett Smith Grand Fondo presented by Toyota. It happens Saturday. It starts in Frisco. There are all different rides you can do, the 100-mile Grand Fondo. They've got shorter rides as well, depending on your skill level or how much you want to do with you, your family, your kids. It goes rain or shine. We want to make that very clear, rain or shine. And the man who puts on the Emmett Smith Grand Fondo joins us in studio, the NFL's all-time leading rusher. Good morning, Emmett Smith. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
All right.
We're doing great. All right, there is rain in the forecast.
Yes.
But like most football games, you're going to play in the rain. You're going to play if it's dry, no matter what. So we'll be out there. I rode in this last year. I don't have enough time to tell everyone all the great things about this event. It was such a great event, and I'll be there rain or shine on Saturday morning.
So will I. So you won't be alone. But yes, it has become, and it is still growing, become almost a premier event here. Obviously, the things that we've done, the improvements around the finishing, the finish line, as well as the tents and so forth, the stage. This year is more, we will have a little bit more entertainment out there as well. So it's becoming more of an event than anything else. And so we're loving it, giving people something to do while the riders are out. And when the riders come back, having the riders have an opportunity to do other things as well and hang around and enjoy each other and enjoy the rest of the evening. And so we've been having a good time for the last 3 years. And so we're looking forward to what Saturday has to bring.
And it benefits Pat and Emmett Smith Charities.
It definitely benefits Pat and Emmett Smith Charities with the emphasis on our Team 22 Kids that we put the emphasis on our Team 22 Kids. But it definitely benefits the charity. And the charity itself supports a number of different organizations as well. But right now, most of the things that we do are all internally, meaning the kids at Team 22, back-to-school programs, and supporting the organization that we support after we take care of our business as well. So,
you've been riding your bike a bunch?
Yes, I have. Matter of fact, I was on it yesterday morning. Rode about 25 miles yesterday, and I don't think I'm going to ride anymore until Saturday.
But people honk at you and say, "Hey, Emmett, do they recognize you?"
Sometimes.
Or they have no idea it's you?
Matter of fact, I was riding on over by Brookhaven yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. About had to be about 5:30 or something like that. I was coming up by Brookhaven to get on Valley View.
Yeah.
And it was this one cyclist out there, African-American person, too. I was real shocked to see somebody out there, African-American, that early in the morning like myself. And he was ahead of me, and his blinking lights, and I was doing about, I may have been doing about 18 miles an hour at that time, and hitting it up the hill. And I passed him. Coming up on him, he looked back, he said, "Man, you fast." Then he said, "Oh, Emmett Smith." And I just kept on going all the way over to 35 just to circle back. And but yeah, I do get honks. "Hey, Emmett." Yeah, I get that.
You know, the course is really great, and the
it's
road
a fast
quality,
course.
It's a fast course. And for North Texas, where we have, you know, roads with potholes and cracks and whatnot, I did the full loop last year, and all the roads were smooth and great shape, and that makes a big difference. And it also reminded me of what a logistical undertaking something like this is.
Yes, it is. It truly is. There's a lot of work that goes in, that's involved in creating the track itself. Jeff Gossi and Tana have done a tremendous job. Our team over there at Pat and Emmett Smith Charities with Lauren and Dana and every KJ and all of the folks that has been the backbone in terms of putting everything together. They've done a tremendous job. And, you know, and I'm pleased to have partners and supporters and help like these individuals, because they believe in what we're doing, and they believe that it can become something very special for North Texas. We believe that as well. And so we're happy that Toyota has jumped up and stepped up and become the title sponsor of this. And so it's going to be a tremendous experience with having them there. This year, Plains Capital still is involved, Shell Oil, Brown-Forman will be there with my tequila as well. So Head of Dora will be there.
All right. For after the ride,
yeah,
not
that's
before.
What, that
yeah,
is
last
for
time you brought us tequila. What gives? I don't see any tequila
well,
this morning.
I just tried to spare you this morning.
All right, for more info, you can go to EmmettSmithGrandFondo.com to get info on the event coming up this Saturday, September 22nd. You been watching much football?
Yes, I have. But before we go to the football stuff, I just want to let moms and dads know that even though it's a 100-mile bike ride, like you said earlier, this is a family ride. We have family rides also as well. So you can bring your kids. Moms, don't be intimidated by somebody saying 100 miles. You don't have to go 100 miles.
It's a two-mile family ride,
there's
too,
a two-mile
right?
family ride that you can come and ride around the venue, enjoy yourself, and still have a good time as well. So there's something for everybody. Cyclists like yourself can go 100 miles. I'm going 45. Some others going to go 100K. Some people going to go 22.
Gordo and I'll come out and do the 2 mile. He can
yeah.
be my son.
You got a 2 mile
family
thing,
ride.
Something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's a 2 mile ride.
A couple block deal.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You can do that.
Perfect.
And so, but yeah, we have something for everybody. But yes, I have been watching football. I have watched the Cowboys.
What do you think through two games?
Through two games, it's still early to tell, but I felt like this season, and even watching in the preseason, that our defense is going to be top-notch. But I still believe it will be top-notch. We have so much speed. I haven't seen this much speed on the football field in a long time on the defensive side mm-hmm. of the ball. I mean, overall speed, from sideline to sideline, from back to front, is there. And we're playing without Irvin and Gregory. Yep. And so when you add those guys to the mix, that team can only get better on the defensive side of the ball, which is going to make the offense that much better too. Because the offense is going to have more opportunities to get downs and to move the ball around and more opportunities to score points. And so we still I tell people like this, football is a game of trust when it comes down to the offensive side of the ball. And that trust begins not only with the coaches. Coaches having to trust its players, and the players having to trust the coaches. But you have to execute in order to develop that trust. So if I'm going to call a 989 route, and I throw the 9 route, and it's to Tavon, he, by golly, he better catch it. Dak better put it on the money. Better make it very easy for him. And if I throw it over to Terrence Williams needs to catch it and make it easy for him. And that connection itself builds confidence that the coaches can trust that we can execute against this big play. And we need those kind of plays down the field in order to open up the other things, the running lanes for Zeke, the screen plays. All those other plays can really become big plays for us.
Everybody's asking about the Cowboys offense. Can they win in today's NFL at the highest level if they're not a pass-first offense like most offenses are? Now, I know I'm asking a running back. Mm-hmm. Can you still win at the ultimate level in the NFL if you're a run-based team like Dallas?
Why not? I mean, go back, think through the 90s. We were pretty much 60-40, mm-hmm. somewhere up in there. 60% run. And 40% pass. We were a well-balanced team. And I think that's one way that the Giants won their Super Bowl. That's mm-hmm. another way that the Seattle Seahawks won their Super Bowl. And to be honest with you, very few teams throw the ball. There are teams out there that try to throw the ball as much as the New England Patriots. If you're trying to become the New England Patriots, I think you need to stay true to who you are as an organization and what has made you successful as an organization, and master that. Quit trying to adapt to everyone else. Be who you are and stay true to your culture and make your culture become the norm.
And see, I have no problem with running the foot. I do think, getting back to what you were talking about before, I think they play in the box too much. You know, I don't think they stretch a defense enough.
Right. When you're throwing the ball 15 yards down the field and that's it.
Yeah.
I can sit at the 15 and sit on plays. But when you incorporate a 9
back
or
those
post,
safeties up.
Back the safeties up, and that's why I say trust has to be developed. The question was, can Dak throw a deep ball and make the connection? Well, last week he did.
Mm-hmm.
Last week he did.
Yeah.
And so he can do it. How often will the coordinator allow him to do it? He doesn't call the plays. The coordinator calls the plays. So the coordinator has to develop the confidence that his wide receivers can beat the man-to-man matchups and get down the field. And right now, Tavon was the only one that's shown that he can do that. I think there are others that have to develop that skill and do, make it happen too.
Emmett Smith with us here in studio on The Ticket. And the new hot guy that everybody's talking about in the NFL is Saquon Barkley. He's about 18,000 yards behind you. He's still got a long way to go. What are your thoughts about the new it running back?
I see nothing but upside for this kid. I saw some things on Sunday night, and this is really my first time eyeballing him for a complete game. And he's shown the ability to get out of tacklers and make people miss. And with that ability and that speed that he actually has and that strength that he actually has, he can do some damage.
He's kind of a freak, isn't he?
I ain't going to call him a freak because I seen Barry Sanders. and when watching him kind of put me in the mind of watching Barry Sanders, the only difference was, he would break out of tackles. People would have their hands on him, and he would step out of tackles. Barry, you wouldn't touch him, right. And he was just that shifty. And he had the ability to do those type of things, and his strength was just incredible. And I think that in itself is going to serve him very, very well in the National Football League.
We were talking off-air about your son who's playing the game at a very high level now in high school, a junior in high school. He's had great success. Was there a time, or I don't know how this stands. Was there a time where he challenged you to a foot race and beat you?
Never.
Or do you still could you still beat him in a foot race, do you think?
Nope.
No?
I know the answer to that very quickly. No.
Where do you think he passed you? What grade do you think he was in when he passed you?
When I retired.
Right then?
Right then and there. I stopped racing. right then and there, I stopped racing. I mean, no. I think the last foot race I may have had was probably with my daughter, Reagan, and we were on vacation, and she challenged me to a race, and she may have been 13, probably 13 or 14 at the time. And, man, I jumped up out of my lounge chair and took off running on the beach, and, boy, almost pulled a hammy. And I shut it down right then. I said, oh, this is it. That's it.
All right, it's always great to see you. Emmett Smith, it's the third annual Emmett Smith Grand Fondo. You can sign up at emmettsmithgrandfondo.com. Complete details there. It's presented by Toyota. Again, it happens rain or shine Saturday morning. It starts and finishes at Rough Riders Stadium in Frisco. Best of luck, and it goes for Pat and Emmett Smith Charities, raising a bunch of money for a great, great charity. Thanks for the visit.
Thank you, guys. Y'all take care.
Good luck.
Saturday.
All right, see you then. That's the great Emmett Smith.